All right, we'll say good morning. Let's continue in Perek Yotes. So remember, the Ramchal was explaining over here that there are three different categories within the realm of Chasidus. There is Chasidus b'maisa, through action, Chasidus through ofen ha'asiya, through the way in which we perform the actions, and the third form of Chasidus is with kavana, with intent. So in the first category of maisa, so remember again, there are two different categories within that as well. There's ben adam l'makom, and there is ben adam l'chaverim. So in the ben adam l'makom area, we spoke about the idea that when performing mitzvos, one should not just simply do that which needs to be done to get by, but rather one should recognize that the mitzvah is an expression of the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore again, one should try to go ahead and do what he called shiari hamitzvah. Go above and beyond the basic expectation and try to go ahead and do the mitzvah in a fuller fashion. In the realm of bin adam l'chavero, so we saw that chasidus ultimately manifests itself in three ways. Number one, we saw yesterday, beguf, that you should try to go ahead and help a person as much as possible. The mamon, you should go ahead and never, chas v'shalom, do anything to financially adversely affect another. And we left off with Benefesh. So if you're looking in the red edition, it's page Kuf Pei, three lines up from the bottom. Benefesh. What does it mean, again, with the Nefesh, with spiritual matters? Sheishtata la'asos techavero kol koras urach sheish biyado. That you should, gotcha, you see, it's interesting. He doesn't define us as spiritual, almost like emotional matters. That you should try to go ahead and give koras urach, give inner tranquility to your friend to the greatest degree possible. Bein b'inyani ha-kavod. So sometimes what that means is with kavod, meaning go ahead and give him the right kind of, you know, also, you know, the amazing part about kavod is that there's plenty of it and that it's free. So go ahead and give him kavod. Bein b'chol sharin yonim. Or for that matter, with anything else. Look at footnotes 17 and 18. So it's b'inyani ha-kavod. Lach shibo b'ini atzmo u'b'ini achirim. Make him feel important in his own eyes and in the eyes of others. And in footnote 18, b'chol shar ha'inyonim kigon l'nachamo be'evlo. And again, in chas v'shalom, a person is suffering. A person is in avelos. Go to comfort him. Om b'shar mikarim ra'im shekarim lo. Or with any other difficult or adverse circumstances that he may encounter, l'samcho ba'atzavuso. Make him happy when he is sad. L'odido u'lachasko be'ish rifayun yadayim. Help bolster him at a time where he's weak. Lafiach botikva be'esi usho, breathe hope into him in a time that he's suffering from despair. Lahafig es bididaso, if he's lonely, try to address his loneliness. Lostes hasvara eitza ba'adracha b'mevukaso, if he's lost or in difficult circumstances, help to give him advice that could help get him out of that. Lo'orebo emuna ubitachon bizman shahaisusim upikukim kidome, and help inspire within him faith and belief at a time when he is struggling. So we'll say, so again, this is amazing. So in the realm of Chasidus, in this category of bin adam l'chavero, so there is this concept of helping him out emotionally. That if a person is suffering, a person is having a difficult time, do what you can in order to be there for them. In order to go ahead and lift their spirit. In order to go to make them feel a little bit better about themselves. In order to go ahead and help restore their sense of self. He says, "Bein b'chol sha'arin yonim, kol mashu yodea shim ya'ase l'chaveru hu mekabo nachasurach mimenu." Well, so anything I can do for the other, that if I do it for him, I know that he will receive a great degree of inner tranquility from it. Mitzvahs chasidus hu la'asoso. Chasidus demands, or chasidus requires, that I do it. B'chol shekin. So this is a really very interesting idea. Now remember, this goes in line with chasidus in general, because remember, the whole essence of chasidus is, are these things that I'm obligated to do? No, I'm not obligated to do it. Meaning, if I don't do it, I'm not in violation of anything, and I'm doing my best to perform my mitzvos. But the idea is that, now that I know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants me to care about the other, to go above and beyond, and how I care about the other, expressions of empathy, helping them when they're down, giving of myself to lift them up, that ultimately, again, is the greatest expression of chasidus. V'chol shekin, and it goes without saying, shelo yitzarenu b'shum minei tzar klal. I will say, now it goes without saying that's what? that even if one is not going to go ahead, even if one is not going to go ahead and actively help out another, there at least is a very basic mandate not to chas v'shalom cause tsar, not to cause, God forbid, any kind of pain towards the other. He says, "V'yihyeh be'ezo ofen shiyeh uklalze hu gemilos chasodim asher fligu chacham zichron levracha v'shivcha u'bechol oseinu ba." And I will say what we're really talking about over here is the obligation to be a bal chesed, the obligation to engage in gemilos chasodim, bestowing kindness upon others. The Chum have spoken about extensively and have praised it and have really spoken about our obligation to engage in it. Ubichlalze, and included in this, is Redifas Shalom, is running after peace. Shehu HaTava HaKlalis Bin Adum L'Chaviro, because this represents the ultimate good between one person and his fellow. Well, if you take a look at footnote 21, he says, Ubichlalze Redifas HaShalom Shiatava HaKlalis Gam. So certainly, again, going ahead and running after peace is also within the realm of gemilos chasodim, of kindness. The talking shrabenu ma'orer kan sha'al ha'chosid lehishtadel b'tikun ha'chevra b'klaluso ayideh hashpa shel avirasa amanigeha va'amos toseha v'lodai b'hatava libnei adam yichidim. So we'll say, according to the footnote over here, what Ramchal is really saying is that a person should try to create an atmosphere of shalom, ultimately by pursuing peace. You know, we'll say this lashon of redifas shalom, of course, is borrowed from the Mishnah. Because what does the Mishnah say? Heve mitamid of sha'aron, be of the disciples of Aaron HaKohen, oev shalom, love peace, rodev shalom, pursue peace, oev esabrios, love people, or makarav them Torah, bring them close to Torah. So what does it mean to be a rodev shalom? What does it mean to pursue peace? Senior Rabbi Tversky has a beautiful piece. He says, you know, everyone loves shalom. Of course, meaning, well, I should say, normal people love shalom. Nobody wants to live in a state of discord. Normal people don't enjoy fighting or machlokes. So what's so difficult about shalom? So Tversky says, you know, if shalom would just show up at your doorstep, everyone would gladly welcome it. The difficulty in life is that rarely does shalom show up at your doorstep. You have to actively run after it. You have to be a rodev shalom. That's the difficult part. Because sometimes when you run after it, it runs away from you. And sometimes there are other people that are looking to trip you while you're running after shalom. So that's the pshat. The greatness of Aaron was the fact that it wasn't just that he loved peace. It's that he was willing to pursue it, whatever the cost. Whatever he needed to do, he was willing to do it. So the Ramchal says over here that this is also an important yisod, that within being a chassid, so one has to be a bal chassid, and part of being a bal chassid also is being a rodev shalom, the kind of person who's able not just to value peace, but is really able to run after peace as well. Okay, let's go back to a little bit. Ba'ata, avi l'cha rayos, akol ha'dvarim ha'ila minach ha'cham, mizukron l'vracham. So the Ramchal says, now, let me bring you proofs to all of the things that we've stated. Afapi shadvarim pshutim, vein tzrichim l'chizok rayo, even though everything we're talking about is quite poshit, is quite simple and straightforward. And the truth is, I don't really need to bring proofs in order to go ahead and show that what I'm saying is correct. Because a lot of, remember, what's that? It's true, all of these things are really intuitive. Nevertheless, beperek b'nei ha'ir amru, but yet in Meseches Megillah, the Gemara says the following. It's an amazing Gemara. Sha'alu Talmidav es Rabbi Zakkai. So the students asked Rabbi Zakkai the following. Bameh ha'erachta yamim. Well, this is such a profound conversation between a Rebbe and his Talmidim. So the Talmidim asked the Rebbe, Rebbe, how did you merit longevity? Meaning, what did you do in your life that you merited longevity? Amar lahem, listen to this. Miyamai lo ishtanti b'soch dalal amo shel tefila. Okay, so this seems to be one that we could handle. Said, I never urinated within dalal amos of where I davened. Okay, fine. Check. Right? the idea over there obviously is he's talking about, you know, there are two factors that are in effect over here. Number one, that often they were davening out in the open. Number two, the lack of established bathrooms. So number one, I always made sure to preserve the kavod of the place in which I was going to daven. Next, v'lo kinisi shem lechaveri, I never called my friend by a nickname. I never called him by a nickname. V'lo bitalti kiddush hayom. This is interesting. And I never missed making Kiddush. Very interesting. So we'll see. We're going to define what all of these mean over here. So I never urinated within Dalet Amos of Tzvila. I never called my friend by a nickname. And I was never Mevatel Kiddush. Right? I never missed opportunities. So what does this mean? Look what he writes. Furthermore, Ima Zakena Haisali, my mother was old. Pam achas machra kipa shibarasha veheviali kiddushim. And as an expression of how far he went to always be Makayin mitzvah of Kiddush, he said, you know, one time, I had no money, and my elderly mother, literally, you know, if you could imagine, she sold her shetel, right? She sold her shetel, machra la kippa. She had a hat that she used to wear, and she sold her hat in order to go ahead and give me the funds to be able to buy wine for Kiddush. Okay, actually, kippa literally means like a tzuf, literally means a scarf. So she went and she sold her headscarf in order to go ahead and give me the money to be able to make Kiddush. Fine. So obviously, there's something deeper to all of these items here. So let's analyze this. Haru l'chapol min ha-chasidos b'mashin o'geya el diktuki ha-mitzvos. We'll say, obviously, what you see over here is an expression of chasidos when it comes to adherence to the details of the mitzvah. So listen to this. Ki kevar pater haya min ha-din me'havaas yayin ha-kiddush. We'll say, obviously, if Rabbi Zakkai has no money, then he is exempt from going ahead and making Kiddush ala kos. A couple of times, I mean, we have a concept of only srachmona patre. You know, if there are extenuating circumstances, you're exempt. So obviously, he doesn't have money for Kiddush. It's extenuating circumstances. He's exempt. Kevan shlo hayalo ad shahaisa itzricha imo limkar kipa shebarosha. So literally, again, he has no money, and he's only able to fulfill Kiddush or to make Kiddush when his mother sells her headscarf. So what's the pshat? Amnam mimidas hachasidos haya osekin. But I will say, this is what chasidos is. So chasidos means going above and beyond what the normative expectation is. So the idea over here is that he wants, now again, does he go ahead and tell his mother, sell your headscarf? No. She obviously did it because she wanted to enable her son to be able to fulfill the mitzvah. But the idea, the reason why she did that is because her son, Rabbi Zakkai, had established a type of identity where his entire desire was to fulfill mitzvos. And again, in a way that was even above and beyond what the natural expectation would be. The natural expectation is you have the money, you'll do the mitzvah. You don't have the money, you're not going to do the mitzvah. But he had lived such a life of chasidus, always a desire to do more and to be more, that when his mother saw that he didn't have wine for Kiddush, and how careful he always was with Kiddush, his mother voluntarily did this for her son. That's what it means, the midas of chasidus. To just, as people said, we know this, there are so many times in life where you have every justification and every reason not to do something. Okay, the midas of chasidus says, fine, you are within your right not to do it. Perhaps, again, you could even say that the halachic obligation to do it perhaps does not apply. But the Midrash of Chassidus says, but this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants of me. I know he's not demanding it of me now because my circumstances are such, but I know in my heart that this is what the Ribbono Shel Olam wants, and I want to push myself to be able to do it. So it's Chassidus, and again, remember, that's Chassidus of Bein Adam Lamakom, as ultimately the Ramcha began by explaining. Next, he says, "Ubemashno gel kvod chavero." And also remember, the other expression of chasidus is ben adam lechavero, right? To be a chasid in my interpersonal conduct. So where do you see that over here? Shelo kinahu afilu kinui she'eno shel ginai. Okay, the parashat Tosfos. That the Tosfos say, you know what, Rabbi Zakkai, he never called his friend by a nickname. Even a nickname that wasn't degrading. You see, obviously, to call someone by a nickname that's degrading, of course you shouldn't do that. But let's say just somebody has a nickname that they use. So Zakkai said, I'm never going to do that. Why? Because that by itself, calling someone by a name that is not their given name, is already taking certain license with their covet. I'm not going to do that. I'm just simply not going to engage in that behavior. I, the person, doesn't mind. I, the person, doesn't matter. Maybe that's even the name that the person really goes by. That's fine. The person can do whatever they want. Rabbi Zakkai says, I am not going to take liberties with the kavod of another. He says, okay, the perish atosa sham. And Tosa, what he's pointing out of it is Tosa points out that obviously, again, this is not talking about a degrading nickname, because that goes without saying that you shouldn't call a person by that name. But even saying that's not degrading, or even saying the person is very happy with or enjoys, still lamaisa, again, it's considered to be an act of taking liberties with one covenant, with one's covenant. Rabbi Zakkai decided not to do that. So we'll stop over here. Emir Tashim will pick up with this section tomorrow.